another Franklin Matters radio show, number 696 in the series. This session of the radio show shares the audio recording of the Franklin Housing Authority meeting held on Monday, January 10, 2022, in the Common Room at Central Park Terrace. The recording of the meeting runs 39 minutes. Included in the show notes are links to the meeting agenda doc, link to the current annual report, which was reviewed during the meeting, and link to the prior PMI report is also there for reference. The current PMI report is within the current annual report. So without further ado, let's listen to the Franklin Housing Authority meeting of January 10.
All right, it is 4:30, let's call the meeting to order. I apologize, I don't have my glasses, so I may stumble a little bit here, and I have my trusty help me with some of the words here. So first on the agenda is the public hearing to review the Franklin Housing Authority annual plan. Lisa, do you want to?
Yes. Should we call a roll call since we're being recorded?
Oh, okay. Let's call a roll call.
Chairman Dinello?
Here.
Vice Chairman Feely is absent. Chairman, Commissioner Brunelli?
Here.
Commissioner Padula?
Here.
And let the record show Commissioner Keppel is also absent. Very good.
Thank you, Lisa.
You're welcome. For the public hearing, we advertised for the annual plan for the Franklin Housing Authority back in November, and it does have to be posted 45 days ahead of time and available for public viewing, which it has been on the website for that 45 plus days. So we'll do a quick review of the annual plan and see if there are any questions or changes. So in the annual plan, I will start with the capital plan. A capital improvement plan for the Franklin Housing Authority is posted in the annual plan, citing the definitions for certain sections of the capital improvement plan, but also showing that there are capital projects that are planned for the next 5 years. I can review the current year and the upcoming year for capital projects, and they are fire alarm system in 667 1 and 2, furnace replacement project for 9 furnaces in our 200 development, the main sewer pipe in the 667-3, which is inclusive of water main replacement. It's a roof replacement project in the Theron Metcalf school building. Let's see, and we do have some funds for unit turnover and a boiler replacement project at the Theron Metcalf building as well. That pretty much sums up our next 2 years of capital projects. The definitions and a narrative is included in the capital improvement plan section. After that, we're looking at our vacancy rate. The state allows you 2% vacancy through the year to get a passing grade, if you will. We have 2%, we have 0% actually in the family developments, but the 667, we have a 6% vacancy rate for the past year, and that is due to 5 units being offline due to fires.
Did you make an accommodation for that?
Yes, I put a note in there, so they'll have that at their fingertips. Also, the annual plan lists the contact information for employees at the Housing Authority, as well as qualifying emergency work orders, what qualifies as an emergency work order. Emergency work orders have to be processed in 24 hours, and most often we get them done much quicker than that, such as snow and ice, toilet blockage, no water, a broken pipe. I mean, those things are addressed pretty much immediately. So they're listed in our annual plan as well. We do generate work orders for everything that the maintenance department does, so that we can keep a record of protecting ourselves moving forward, such as when we have a snowstorm, we want to know when they started plowing, you know, what they did. Did they put sand down? Did they just plow? Did they shovel? So all of that would be in a work order. And let me see, a total regular maintenance budget is $320,828 for the fiscal year. So that covers all of our contractor costs as well as our maintenance salaries and extraordinary maintenance. In our annual plan also, we list our preventative maintenance schedule. There are several things that we do on a regular basis just for general upkeep, keep our systems running properly, that's listed, as well as deferred maintenance report. Occasionally we have a job, anything that's not an emergency, the state allows us, you know, rule of thumb would be a 30-day turnover rate, and certainly we try to get our work orders done in less than 30 days, but sometimes we have to call a contractor or order supplies that might prolong. If that happens, we have to defer the project, the work order. There are two work orders in the fiscal year that were deferred, and both of those were completed. Additionally, in the annual plan, our operating budget is listed for all to review. Our operating budget would include the income for the housing authority, as well as all of the expenses, salaries, insurance costs, utility costs, anything related to the operation of the housing authority. I can tell you that our total revenue for actual revenue for 2021 was $1,421,975, and our total expenses were $1,504,873, which left us at a deficit this year of $82,900 in that ballpark. We're projecting next year's budget to have a profit or an income of $35,000. We'll hope that we can stay on line with that. You have to keep in mind that we had a retired worker this year, as well as getting new maintenance supervisor kind of, you know, added some costs because he needed to get up and running. He's gotten his maintenance shop very well organized. He needed supplies and shelving and things of that nature, along with we had three insurance projects that were that tapped into the insurance company. As you well know, we have $5,000 deductible on each of those, so it did put us back a little more.
Per occurrence, correct?
Per occurrence, right.
Well, Lisa, does the fact that we had the that we haven't been able to collect rents on those units during the time, that factors in there as well on the loss of income?
It does, actually, and we are continuing to work on that through the SHARER program.
Right.
And we've been pretty successful, and now we have a new service coordinator that will help out with the families in Franklin, as well as the seniors and families, the entire agency in Norfolk. So that position, I think, will be a big benefit in getting us back to a zero. Mm-hmm. Accounts receivable. Also, in our annual report, you'll see that there's the PMR, which is the Performance Management Review. This review is done on an annual basis. The PMR is listed line by line in the annual plan, and there are no findings at the Franklin Housing Authority for 2021 at all. Our policies are listed in the annual plan as well. We have, every agency has rent collection, personnel, capitalization, procurement, and grievance policy, and other policies that we have above and beyond that are listed in the annual plan. We have no waivers, so we're not looking for DHCD to give us any special waivers for not having any policies or anything like that. Also, again, there's a glossary with definitions of abbreviations in the annual plan for anybody that doesn't understand or doesn't know what some of the abbreviations are. And lastly, the tenant surveys, DHCD sends out tenant surveys. We don't have access to them. They're mailed directly to the residents and mailed directly back to DHCD. And the ratings for Franklin Housing Authority compared to other small housing authorities in the entire state are listed at the back of the annual plan for all to see. And if you take the time to look at that section, you'll find that we do quite well in our surveys to the residents. Some things that we've had problems with are listed here, such as we've had some water and plumbing problems, which we are going to be working on the sewer pipe project, which should help that problem quite a bit. But we got a pretty good review from the residents, and I'm happy to say that that's the end of the annual report.
Very good.
Is there a motion?
So moved to accept.
Is there a second?
This is public hearing. Second.
Am I allowed to comment?
Hold on one second.
Sorry.
Is the motion a second?
Second.
Comments, questions by the commissioners?
No.
Other than I thought it was a very comprehensive and well done plan, so.
Thank you.
Excellent.
My only commentary is looking at the survey results, excellent as always. Mm-hmm. I tried to find where I can compare it to last year. Do you guys look to see how that compares to last year, the comments and you know?
Actually, this the tenant survey that's in this current plan, DHCD hasn't sent out any new surveys. So these survey results are the summary between 2016 and 18, so it would be the same.
Oh, okay, good. Good, okay. Any other comments?
Sorry about that.
It's all good. Okay. Just state your name and address, please.
Yes, my name is Maxwell Marangello. I live at 127 Central Park Terrace. I'm very happy with the Housing Authority and everything all the services I receive. It's excellent. Everyone does a great job. I just wanted to see, I stumbled across this meeting a half hour ago on the website, but I didn't see it posted anywhere in the building. And I know you have meetings here regularly, and I don't see those posted either. And I'm wondering if, I don't know how actively engaged other residents want to be, but I just think that maybe if they knew what was going on, they might want to be more engaged into sort of discussing things like the capital improvement, because it affects all of us, sort of the buildings and the infrastructure we want to see. So I just wanted to see if there was more ways to recruit input from people as to those things in the governance process. And as well, personally, when I got a survey recently, I think from the DHC, one of the questions was about the common areas. And there's like cobwebs and stuff sometimes, and I'm like, so I didn't score that as well. And I think that that's something that, the common areas could use a fresh coat of paint in the capital budget. So I just think maybe other residents might have other things that if they were here and knew about the meeting, they might be able to say, hey, maybe this could use, and I understand roofs come first, you need a roof in order for the building to work, those things are higher priority, but I think that some of the smaller things that residents might want to give their two cents in that they just don't have the opportunity to do, they don't feel like they're a partner. With that, I yield.
We appreciate your commentary. All are welcome. So it is a public meeting. We do post the meeting notices in a public.
They're posted at the office, and people.
They're online.
And they are.
And they're at the clerk's office.
Yes,
and I think. When we have a coffee hour, everyone gets a little slip at their door for the coffee hour. And sometimes there's a posting at the door on the community center, mm-hmm. and neither of those things I think were happening for the board meetings. Mm-hmm.
Right. To get a copy to everybody's door for every board meeting is really too laborious for our staff. That would mean, you know, as the commissioners know, the packets are only prepared a few days ahead of time so they can we can get done as much business as possible. And we just wouldn't be able to do that. I can certainly post it here and at the other community hall. That maybe would be helpful. Regarding the capital plan, though, we do have the residents get together on an annual basis, and we specifically talk about the things that are on the capital plan. I'm not sure if you were here for that meeting, but it was very well attended. It was right here, probably about 4 months ago. So the residents do have input to the capital plan at that meeting as well. Once the capital plan goes into the annual plan, it becomes a lot more difficult to manipulate. But I will make a comment, not a comment. I don't think that we're looking to paint the common areas in the current capital plan. During COVID, we did paint all the halls. You probably noticed that this one is all a fresh coat of paint, and the other ones as well. We've pretty much been keeping the maintenance guys out of the common hallways and just trying not to come in contact with the population we have here is a little bit more susceptible to illness. So we've had a lot more work to do in sanitizing and trying to make sure that everybody stays safe. So that's kind of where we are right now, but I appreciate your input, and I will make a note of that. Especially the cobwebs, I'm not happy about that part.
Now, just so you know, we meet the second, is it the second Monday?
Typically
yes,
the
second
Monday of the month at 4:30 right here.
July and August.
Other than July and August.
Okay. Any other comments or questions? Hearing none, all those in favor by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Lisa, excellent job. Candace, everyone, excellent. You know, one thing that maybe we could do too is nothing against Mike, but we never had Mike here, right? So is it possible to put Sean, right?
Yes.
And have Sean come in maybe once a quarter to present, you know, from a maintenance perspective, what's going on, you know, what does he see, what's his project, so on and so forth. You know, maybe a 10 or 15 minute presentation from him.
Okay.
And once a quarter
right.
is more than enough.
Okay.
All right.
Very good.
Okay, moving on. In your packet is the regular meeting minutes of December 6th. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Motion by Peter, second by Diane. Comments, questions? Hearing them, all those favor by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you very much. Unanimous. In your packet is the accounts payable totaling. Pete, can you help me out there, buddy?
107,924.30.
And that is for the month of December. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Motion and a second. Any comments or questions? Hearing none, all those in favor by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Thank you very much. Also in your packet is Capital One charges for November 2021, totaling, Mr. Brunelli?
$783.55.
Motion to accept.
It's a motion and a second. It is a second, Mr. Brunelli, thank you. any comments or questions?
None.
Lisa, what is Intermedia?
That's a voice over internet phone service.
Oh, okay. Okay, excellent. Any other comments or questions? Hearing none, all those in favor by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Unanimous. Director's report. Lisa, please.
Okay, I have listed in the director's report the commissioner training is coming up for through Mass Narrow. There is a full set of trainings coming up, so if anybody wants to attend any of those, feel free to let me know. I think that most of our members are fully I took all the trainings already. Everybody has certificate of completion, except for one member, I believe. So the opportunity is here until May. Everything's being put forth, so hopefully we can get the last member.
So I take it from what you're telling us is that professional relationships and finance are in the schedule of seminars coming up that can be accomplished.
Yes, yes.
If we can just remind Commissioner Feely about that, please.
I sure will.
I mean, I know he's running into his tax season, so it's going to be really difficult, but let's just remind him.
Okay, very good. And they have been switched back to remote.
So oh,
it's
okay.
It's really pretty much easier
than
having to travel somewhere. And
are these all days?
No. They're all Saturdays, and they're all 9 to noon.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Both agencies have had positive COVID employees. We've kept up with the workload so far, but it has not been easy. Candace and myself both had shovels in our hands on Friday.
Wow, Candace, you didn't have to do that at the bank.
No, it came close a few times.
Yep. Candace was the third man in Franklin, and I was the second man in Norfolk.
Oh.
You know, so it did work out well. We've been keeping up with work orders, and we haven't had to plunge any toilets or anything. The guys are keeping up with that.
That's where you draw the line.
Yep. I wanted you to be aware of that.
Thank you very much.
The bank balance sheet is in your packet. The current waiting list is we currently have a total of 8,782 people on our waiting list looking for housing in Franklin. Your director's report shows that there are 105 local residents looking for a one bedroom, 8 looking for congregate housing, and 200 looking for family housing. The current rent roll for the month is $97,348. We will be looking to recertify the 667 development residents and for April 1st, so that's coming up.
So Lisa, so just from my own analysis, so at $97,348, which is current, and I'm not even going to count the congregate. So you got 8 other units that basically are offline, and we're already 4,000 ahead of where we were last year at this time.
Yes.
So what do those 8 units represent in a monthly rent?
Well, you can see that the average rent here for the 667 is $446.
So roughly $500.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So, and the Social Security increase this year was 5.9%.
Yeah, it was high.
But with that in mind, also the Medicare went up.
Yeah, that went up too. Yeah.
You know, I do expect the rents to have a little bump in the rents this year due to that 5.9%. But
thank you.
The vacancies. 667 for congregate, we have 3 vacancies. We are running through a grievance proceeding with one applicant who was denied. We'll see how that unravels, but we do have several other applicants, being considered by Tri-Valley. The congregate program has been removed from the CHAMP system. So that will make it much better for us. If you remember me telling you that we pulled every congregate application off the waiting list to try to process everybody to see if of 160, we ended up with 6 applicants that actually wanted or would consider congregate. And of that, a couple dropped off and a couple weren't really eligible. So it's a real tough program, but EOEA, Executive Office of Elder Affairs, is going to be working with the resident service coordinators as well to pre-approve applicants for this type of living because it really is a special field. Mm-hmm. We have 6 one-bedroom units offline. We had 3 people pass away last month, which would account for 2 of them.
3 in December?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, yep. And so 4 of those units are due to the fire, and the other 2 are from people leaving. And we have 2 family units that are being prepared for a new resident as well. So we have right now a total of 11 units offline, keeping in mind 4 are from the fire. Mm. So we do have Taunton Housing coming to help out with one of the family units as well. Due to all of the illness that we've had in-house, we're getting a little behind on the turnovers. So of the 4 turnovers that we did last month in December, 2 were local emergencies. 1 was a transfer, a local veteran was transferred from one unit to another, and 1 was a standard applicant, non-local.
Excellent. Do we get a waiver for COVID if we can't turn them over in the specific timeline?
No, but I would just comment on our audit when that comes up. I mean, we've had so many people out sick, and we've had 3, so the days, it probably adds up to more than a month of days off.
Right.
Wow.
So 3 in maintenance?
No, 2 in maintenance, 1 in admin.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. In Norfolk.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the next meeting for February, if you recall, we have changed the usual schedule from the second Monday to the first Monday, the 7th next month. So that
changes then for next month.
Yes, it does. But there was a conflict in the schedule, so
right.
That's really that for next month. That's it on the director's report.
Is there a motion?
So moved. To accept.
Second.
Mm-hmm.
Any comments, questions? Hearing none, all those in favor by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you very much. Operating statements for November 2021. They look strong, like they always do, Lisa. Is there any macro comment you want to make to this?
No, I think we're right in line with where we expect to be. We're 3/4 of the way through our budget year, and our accountant will be attending in one of the upcoming meetings to prepare us.
How's he feeling?
I haven't spoken to him. I've only, emailed back and forth, but he's still working, so that's a good sign.
From home?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Motion.
Second.
And a second. Any other comments or questions? Hearing none, all those in favor by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Thank you. Community Preservation Committee, that is usually Mr. Feely. He is not here. Do you have any updates that you want to discuss?
I don't, no.
Okay. Correspondence?
No correspondence this month.
Old business, Norfolk management update?
Well, along with the illness here at the agency, they're 100% occupied, by the way. Every unit is...
Oh, fantastic.
Well, we still have transfers that we need to make for residents that are overhoused. And we're still working on a couple of issues over there. It's been difficult to get up to speed with not being able to get out into the community. And, it's been 2 years now. We've brought the agency from a subsidized agency at $100,000 to a surplus agency. So
how much of a surplus?
Over $100,000.
So you basically have done 100% positive variance the other way.
Yep.
That's absolutely amazing.
Yep. And it's primarily due to collecting rents, calculating rents properly, and and requiring the residents to follow the lease. Not everybody gets their Social Security at the third of the month anymore.
Right.
So if you're not going to pay your rent until the third week of the month, it creates more problems for not only the administratively, but you're not following your lease. So
right.
All of those problems have been resolved, and that everybody who doesn't pay their rent by the 7th is considered late, and they do get a letter. And these are just some of the things you have to get everybody on the same page. We're all following the same rule book, and everybody's expected to follow the same rules.
Any more problems with that tenant that's giving you a hard time?
Yes. There are actually three substantial issues going on there.
With one person?
No. One case that we have a tenant that is in a family unit, two-bedroom family unit, that's husband and wife. I want to transfer to a one-bedroom because of the regulation, and that's one of the problems I believe that you were you heard about. I have another resident in senior housing, young disabled couple, expecting a baby, and they want a two-bedroom unit, but the regulation requires them to go on the CHAMP waiting list, and that they're not really happy with that option. They want an administrative transfer, and number one, we don't have any two-bedroom units available, and number two, that's not the way the rule book says. And there's one other one that is just somebody who's been used to not paying rent for certain parts of their income, and we're working that one out through attorneys.
So I ask you this question all the time. Do you have any fear for your safety dealing with these situations over there?
No, I don't. The younger couple is a little more difficult, and but I'm working with the attorney on that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Any other questions on the Norfolk Management update?
No.
All right. Update on 667-1 building fire updates.
Okay, we have four units that are still offline due to the building fire. As you know, the roof trusses came in. We had some wires and stuff done, and now the insulation was being put in last week and inspected, and that's completed. The wall board should be going up. They're moving along quite nicely right now.
Do you have a timeline?
We're hoping, definitely February, but I'm not sure when in February.
Good, that's great.
If not soon.
So it'll be about 9 months or so, is that about right?
That happened in April.
Yeah, about 9 months.
Yep.
Okay, very good. Any other comments or questions? agreed upon procedures.
As you know, this audit is done on an annual basis. This audit looks at everything from operating statements and rent calculations and how we spend money and payroll, all sorts of things that are reviewed. The only one exception that we have no exceptions anywhere, and the one exception that we do have is the firm noted that the authority is not in possession of a current DHCD-approved executive director contract. And the firm recommends that the authority continues to work with DHCD to draw up an executive director contract acceptable to both parties. My response to them is that due to the current legal action regarding the executive director contracts, the Franklin Housing Authority Board will consider the DHCD contract after the lawsuit is settled.
So these are the issues that I have with reports like this. Mm-hmm. So there's obviously a reason that's out of our control why this is even brought up in discussion. Mm-hmm. So why did the examiner feel it had to go on this report when it's probably being faced by every housing authority in the state? Mm-hmm. I find that just being difficult.
There are probably, I would guess 30 to 50% of the agencies will not sign the DHCD-ED contract. The Mass General laws say that the Board of Commissioners hires and fires the executive director and sets the salary. As you know, DHCD sets the salary. Okay. And you hire and fire, but now they want to say what can and can't be in your contract with the director. And a lot of us have a problem with that.
Any idea when that'll be settled?
DHCD filed a motion to have it dismissed, and that went to court in December, and the result is not in yet. So I don't know if they're going to dismiss it or not. I can't imagine they would.
Right.
Any other comments or questions? Actually, I need a motion on that.
Yes.
Motion to approve the report of the agreed upon procedures.
Is there a second?
There is a second.
Any comments or questions? Great job, right? So another year comes by and we get these little nuisance commentary to really a fantastic job that you and the staff have done, you know, for 2021. So, you know, great job with that.
Thank you. Thank you. I do have a great staff and it makes a huge difference.
If there's no other comments or questions, all in favor by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Unanimous. Any other old business, Lisa?
No.
On to new business. We've already we already reviewed and voted the annual plan. And then we have Fitch contract. Peter, need your help with that, buddy.
101160 change order request.
And Lisa, I believe that's the one you left on right in front of us.
Nope, there's a legal size paper in your packet.
From Aqualine Utility?
Yes.
Oh, is that the one with all the zeros?
They are looking for is an 81-day calendar extension due to not being able to get the supplies in on time. They need an extension. They did what they could so far, but that's what they're looking for. There's no dollar amount that
right.
They are looking for.
Is there a motion?
Motion to accept.
Is the motion second?
Second.
Any further comments or questions? Hearing none, all those in favor by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Thank you very much. Mr. Bernoulli, please continue.
Fish number 101144, certificate of final completion.
Which is right here.
Yep.
And Don, do you have yours? Yep.
This certificate is Mega for electric. The completion of our fire alarm system project. The contractor, Mike did a fantastic job. It's pretty much a one man band there, and he knows his stuff inside and out, and he goes and he's got his routine, and he went right through. They did a really nice job. So that project is completed, and we're looking to disperse the final payment.
Is there a motion?
So moved.
There's a motion and a second. Any other comments or questions? Hearing none, all those in favor by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Unanimous. What else on the new business, Lisa?
That's it. I will need for you to sign me that paper. That's all I have.
Commissioners, any new business? All right, hearing none, motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right, everyone, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for our guests. You're welcome to come anytime.
We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tintype Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. By the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.